We're going to phone scam Richard. He, his mom sent this in. This is pretty cruel, but I'm all about the cruelty, so I'm going to do it. He's hyped. He's finally had a great job interview, and he thinks he has the job. He just had to pass the drug test, which should be no problem for him. He's going to be a school bus driver. That's where I come in. He's not going to pass the drug test.
All right, it's Channel 955, your home of the phone scams.
Now, another world-famous Mojo in the Morning phone scam.
Hello?
Hi, is this Richard?
It is.
Hi, Richard. This is Chet Wester from MS Laboratories.
Hi, Chet. How are you?
Good. I'm calling in reference to the pre-employment drug test you came in to complete last week.
Right.
Did the lab tech inform you that our screeners review the test results and we call you if anything out of the ordinary comes up?
He did say that, yes.
Well, unfortunately, we have a red flag here.
Really?
Yeah, the results are unfortunate. These will be going to the recruiter at but whenever we get a negative return, we contact the person as well.
So you actually found drugs in the test or something, or?
Yeah, the results came back. And
I don't use drugs at all.
Well, they came back for marijuana. I'm not done. Marijuana, PCP, barbiturates, LSD, and amphetamines. Methamphetamines. Nitrous oxide and some sort of inhalant, perhaps crazy glue.
This is completely impossible. I haven't used any drugs in...
I'm not judging you, and to be honest, I don't care what you do in your own time, but, I mean, you could sing the same old song and dance we've heard a million times before. I'm just notifying you that you have the results, because that upholds our legal obligation.
I think we're going to have to retest, because that's absolutely an impossible result. There's no way. I mean, could poppy seeds on poppy seed bagels show up as a drug or something like that?
No. Over 97% accurate compared with the GC tests, and our test results show that there has been some drug misuse on your behalf.
Okay, there's absolutely no way. I'd like to come in and do a retest before you submit the results. I'm excited about this job.
I'm sorry. Unfortunately, I'll be mailing a copy of the test results to you, and however you choose to follow up with your potential employer, that's up to you, but, you know.
Well, I mean, considering that there's absolutely no way that I can have any drugs even in my life, there's got to be some sort of mistake, so I think you should offer me the opportunity to have a retest.
Yeah, and I didn't eat the whole box of Girl Scout cookies, but unfortunately, sometimes evidence goes against our story. I tell you, if you want to contact them, do whatever they, you know, it's up to them how they're going to take this, but they just hire us as the third party to do the tests. We do a screen for narcotics, and I'd have to guess they don't want your kind of worker around their office.
I'd like to have the opportunity to come in and do the retest. I mean,
this isn't the SATs. That's up to the employer. That's not up to us, you know? All I do is I write a big fail across the top of the page and...
Well, I think there's got to be some sort of mistake in your system that you might have gotten my test mixed up with somebody else or... there's no way that...
Listen, dope head. Nobody likes a burnout. I'm trying to break it to you gently here.
I can't believe... What are you talking about, dope head?
Learn the phrase, just say no.
Why are you going to start judging me and start being so rude to me now?
I'm not being rude. I'm just trying to explain to you. It's not my job to do retests.
Dope head is rude. What are you talking about? Are you insane?
You're lucky we have a confidentiality agreement because, I'd turn pot-smoking stoner like you into the cops, but good news for you, that won't happen. All we do is forward the test to...
Okay. You are completely out of line here.
You seem a little flustered. Are you under the influence right now?
Are you insane? Have you completely lost your mind? There's no way I'm under the influence of anything right now.
Well, I've informed you of the results, and I'll wish you a good day at this point, and good luck, because I don't think is going to hire you all baked to come in and sell drugs to their good employees. So, you know, they don't give days off of work for snowboarding and Dave Matthews Band concerts.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this.
Yeah. Well, good luck, and smoke them if you got them.
You know, there's got to be some sort of recourse I have against you and your company.
Can I? Well, you'll get the results. Can I mail you some pamphlets from Narcotics Anonymous in there with them?
No, that's fine. I don't need them.
NCDD, the National Coalition
of
Drug Dependency.
You know what? I don't need this.
Campfire Girls.
This is.
How about I send you some MIMPS pamphlets?
You're insane.
It's the Mojo in the Morning phone scams.
Oh my God.
This is Spike, and you're on the radio right now.
Are you guys kidding me?
You're on the radio. You've just been the victim of a phone scam.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. Sorry to kill your buzz, man.
You guys have me completely freaked out.
Your mom totally set us up to give you a phone
scam.
Your mom,
of all people.
I know.
Oh, my ex-mom, you mean. I mean, this is insane.
We will scam you. Your home of the phone scams is Mojo in the Morning on Channel 955.